We are on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. We have one Taisvus to learn. We had a Machlokes of Shlichus Yad Tzricha Chesaron, and the Machlokes was as follows: Rabbi Yosi Ben Ahiroi held Mishuna shlichus yad amura b'shem b'socha, mishlichus yad amura b'shem achina. He held as follows: the translation of shlichus yad means he was machasaret. That's the mashmois of shlichus yad. So when it says Hashem achina mischayev by shlichus yad, that means he was machasaret. Now it says that a shem b'socha is also chayev by shlichus yad. That's problematic. There's no need for the posik to tell us Hashem Esoch is chayv b'shlichus yad, because it's a kal v'chayimam. Madoch Hashem Achinam, that's potter and gneva v'aved is chayv and shlichus yad, about the gibis Hashem Esoch will be chayv. So therefore, Rabbi Yosi ben Eroi said that the shlichus yad that it says by Hashem Esoch is miyuter, and it's coming l'drash. It's coming to tell us that even though there was no chesaron, he just was magbiyit al menas lechasroi, you're also chayiv. And then Taisvah said, then we have a gilui milsim, that since we see the Torah calls shlichus yad igbiyai al menas lechasroi, so who adin by shem achinam, is achiyev a shlichus yad igbiyai al menas lechasroi. That is Rabbi Yosi ben Eroi. Then we had Rabbi Lozo. Rabbi Lozo says, Dova da achasi. That means that there's no kal v'chaymer. It is not miyuta by Shemer Socher to tell us that he's chay by shlichus yad. Because what are you telling me that, Shemer Socher is more chomer? Because he pays Karen by Gneva Vaveide, Shem Chinam is also is Chomo, that he pays Kefil by Tain Tainis Ganav. So Memele, each one has a Chumre. Shem Chinam has a Chumre that it pays Kefil by Tain Tainis Ganav. Shem Socher has a Chumre that you pay Karna below Shu by Gneva Veidi. Each one is so they equal. So if we would say by Shem Achinam, I wouldn't know by Shem Socha. So Memela, that's what he has to say by both. So there's no postik that's Meyuta. So I say Shlichus Yad, I say Kimash Moi, which means Dafke Shechosroi. And the Gemara said, and Rabbi Yosi ben Eroi held that Kalna b'loi shvua adifa mikvela b'shvua. It's not true what you're saying, that Shema Chinam is equivalent to Shema Socha. No, Shema Chinam is skill mi Shema Socha. Shema Chinam only pays kefil if there was a shvua shekel. A Shema Socha pays whenever there was a gneva v'aveda, so Shem Yosocha is more chomo. So I have a kal v'chomo. So why does the posuk have to tell us that a Shem Yosocha is chay v'shlichus yad? It's a kal v'chomo from a Shem Achinam. So Kocher is coming to tell us that mishune shlichus yad amura b'Shem Yosocha, that you're chay v'afilu loy chosra. That was the Gemara. Kalna b'loi shvue. V'im taima v'rabi yoichanin v'rabi lozo d'les luhach svar. They don't hold this svar. They hold that dova da achas, that shem achinim is achayme, tain tain is ganev. And they're equal. Mino lei, so how does Rabbi Yoichanin know the parsha rishayne b'shem achinam ushniye b'shem asocha? How do they know? The Bereish Ashoyel Leikimlon Ella Mehach Svorit, the Karne Adife. The Gemara says we find the second Parsha is Chayav by Gneiva Aveda. The first Parsha is Potter from Gneiva Aveda. So the second Parsha is more humble than the first Parsha. Mestameh, so the second Parsha speaking about he's getting paid for the Shmira. The first Parsha speaking about Hashem Machino. So the whole Gemara that proved that the first Parsha is Hashem Machinam, the second Parsha is Hashem Asocha, is only with this concept that Kaune Beloi Shvu Adifim Mekvele Beshvu. So Memele Socha. I miyaches the Parsha HaChamura to Hashem Asocha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds the equals, how do you know that the first Parsha is speaking about Hashem Achinam? Maybe Fakel. Maybe Hashem Achinam pays the Neva Vaveda. Maybe Hashem Asocha doesn't pay the Neva. How do you know this? The only way the Gemara was able to prove it was with this Svara, and they don't know that this Svara. Upeirish Rabbeinu Shmu, so the Rashbam said, the misvore yodinen the parsha rishayne the not out this lumdis is a talumdish hecher that the alkochach the chaymer was said by Hashem Osocha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no chaymer both the dovodachas parsha ben Shmuel the misvore yodinen the parsha rishayne ksiv kesef aikela. When the Torah here we have these two parshiyas, so the Pasuk speaks about different types of pikdoines. The Parsha Rishon is speaking about kesef aikela. Regilus ulishayim ram bechinam. So normally, kesef aikela, a person will watch them without getting paid. The lack of utiche, there's no tiche, kesef aikela. Upa parsha shniye ksiv beheime, deike tiche, Ogilus l'sham lo bischar. That's the Rashbam's. The Gemara didn't mention this. The Gemara proved with lamdis that the parsha rishayne is nemre b'shem mechinam and the parsha shni b'shem osocha. Al kochach, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, who don't hold of this lamdis, so there's another haichoche that the parsha shni is nemre b'shem osocha and parsha rishayne b'shem mechinam because the Torah was medactic to write different type of articles that were given for a pekodin. Kesem ekelim, usually you don't take money for it because there's no big deal in watching it. Behemed is tirche. That's the Rashbam status. Inam. Now Taisus wants to go into Lumpus. Taisus wants to say, we were learning wrong pshat in the Gemara. The Lekula Alme, Islo, everyone agrees. The Karne Adife Mikfele Dishua. That everyone knows, a Shemel, that when it gets lost or stolen, you have to pay. That's Ichem Ochomo, then Shemachina Musubo Forsi pays Kefo. That's Ichem Karne Beloi Shvue Adife Mikfele Dishua. That's a double muskin. So that means the klolius. If I have two shaymer, one shaymer is chayim b'gneiva v'aveda, another shaymer, if he swore false, he'll pay kefal. I'll ask which one is more chamer, less man the polish. The shaymer socher is more chamer that. If it gets lost, he'll have to pay for it. If it's stolen, he has to pay for it. That's less mandapol. So what's pshat in our Gemara? Umikom boke, sviru lu l'rabi yoich l'rabi loso. That even though that is true, that a shaymar socha is more chomo than a shaymar chinam, the ain lilmoit shaymar socha mi shaymar chinam hakal. That's true. Hashem Asocha is more chamo. Hashem Achinam is kal. But you can't make a kal v'chaim. Why? Kivin sheyesh boi chumre shemishalem keifo מה שאין כעת בשעים הסוחר. למעשה, בכלל יש השעים הסוחר זה מור חמוד. זה פשוט, זה יש מור דינים חמורים. אבל למעשה, השעים החינם has one חיימר that השעים הסוחר doesn't have. One chaimer that Hashem Asocha doesn't have, that he can pay kefil. That he pays kefil, but Hashem Asocha will never pay. They ain't little my Hashem Asocha, my Hashem Echina Makal, given she yesh boi chumre, she mishalem kefil, ma she ain't kein, be Hashem Asocha. Va'av al gav de Hashem Asocha, vaday chomul, Shechai v'dneva v'aveide. Fine. So let's just explain for 1 minute what Taisvah said now. So Taisvah just said now, Taisvah says as follows, that when the midah of a kal v'chaymer is, that the chomer has to have all the chumris of the kal. That's the midah. If I'll find you one chaymer that the kal has over the chomer, you just lost your kal v'chaymer. You tell me, the chumas have all the chumas of the kal. I'll show you one case that the kal is a chumah that the chumah doesn't have. So that's a pilch and the kal v'chumah. So just like it has this chumah, maybe it has another chumah also. I just lost my kal v'chumah. I might in you thought that chumah soch is more chumah than, but I have a pilch. The kal is one chumah that the chumah doesn't have. The kal pays Kefil, which the chomer doesn't have. So that's a pich and the kal v'chomer. So just like it has this chomer, could be a chomer, shlichus yad also. That is a pich and the kal v'chomer. Uman de loy parech. And now, so what is the svare? So now we can understand Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar. Uman de loy porich, sova de mikeifel afilo pirche loy abdina. That what a shaima chinam pays keifel, it's not even a pirche. Mishum de ma de mishalem keifel, hu machmas kula, shu paitaratzmai bigneve. The one that holds it's not a pirche, he says it's not pshat, it has. Why does Hashem Mechinam have Kefil and Hashem Socha doesn't have Kefil? Because Hashem Mechinam is potter to pay. That's why it can patter himself a tiny as Gneve. Hashem Socha is Mechuyif to pay, so he can never steal. Because he says Nignav, so he's chayv to pay already. So the mitzad, the chaymer of Hashem Socha, he can never steal. Because he says Nignav, he has to pay already. He can't steal. Mishtad the kul of Hashem Machinim, he says Nignav is potter. That's why he's Chayiv Kefil. So the Chayiv Kefil does not show that Hashem Machinim has a Chaymer that Hashem Socha doesn't have. Fakel, since it's so kill, he has the opportunity to steal. So he can say Nignav and there'll be potter to pay. So the kefil is neveya mitoich kulosoi. That is not called a chumre. Kedemavorish pareish mechilten gabitoire sazome loy porech. Now let us just remind ourselves for 1 minute. We hear a gemore in daf dalet amed aleph. Rav Chiya wanted to learn out a kal v'chaima from that Hados Edom is Machayev Ashvue, a Kal V'chayma from Piv Veidechot. Ma'adacha Meide B'mitzis is Machayev Ashvue. Ma'adacha Neidechot is Machayev Ashvue. So two Edom will say, he's months 100,000, two Edom are made on 20, so he says Chayev 20, so maybe Machayev on the other 80. So madach piv veidechot is mechayev shvur. Ados Edom shuzichim be mechayev shvur. So Mor says no. You know, Edom are kill. Then eidechot. Why? Because eidechot is אין שי הזומה. That means if you maslim them, the mechuyif to pay. And by Eidechot, there's no Einish Hazome. So you see that Eidechot is his achoyma that Eidim don't have. You'll never be manish in Eidechot. Never be manish in Eidechot. So the Gemara says, you know why you're not manish in Eidechot? Because his Eidus is that Machayev moment. So that's why there's no Einish Hazome. Not because he's more chum, that the Nemonis of Eidechot is stronger than the Nemonis of two Eidim. Man, after Gittad. But you know, two Eidim, since the Machayev moment, there's Einish Hazome. Eidechot is not Machayev moment, so there's no Einish Hazome. But that doesn't show that he's more chum than two Eidim. There's no one she's on mitoich kilusai, because he can only be mechayev shvu, he can't be mechayev mamon. So the same thing over here, the one that holds that you don't ask the pir chamalo shemechinim shikhayev keivul, because he holds that doesn't show that shemechinim is a chaymer over shemosoche. Fakir, the whole chiyev keivul is because since he can pater himself, the tainis gneivet, that's why there can be such a concept of gambling a tainis ganev. But that's not a chaymer. That this whole case of tainis ganev only exists because of the kilos of a shemachinam, that he's potter to pay in tainis gneiv. Period. So what did Tosfos say now? Tosfos just said, Ayesod. We should not learn the Gemara Kipshute, and the way we were learning it, Tosfos, the first Malach was learning that Rabbi Yochanan holds that they're equal chumris, that Shemachinam is equally chomo to Shemachinam. There's a chomo of kefil, which is Shemachinam is a chomo that is chayv kefil, Shemachinam is a chomo for kefil. So this is a chomo that one has over the other. This is a chomo pays kefil. This is a chomo that, but the ikadov da achas. So Tosfos says, but now we're not saying that. We are saying that Yisod Shem Yisochel is more chomo. Kalne b'loi shvue is adife mikvele b'shvue. V'hashti osi shaper, so Tosfos says, now we'll understand a gemore. Hod reisha shoyl. Gabi hod goma gneve b'shoyl mikal v'chomo d'shem Yisochel. The Gemara clears a shayla if a shoyl is chayev by tainis geneva. The pasuk says a shoyl is chayev by onsen. What is the din by geneva? So the Gemara makes a kal v'chomer. The tod the gomer geneva b'shoyl mekal v'chomer the shem mesocher. The potter boynes shoyim mesocher is potter boynes. And chayev chayev b'geneva v'aveide. Shoyl, that's chayev boynes. Like koshkein, that is chayev b'gneiva v'aveide. So the Gemara makes a kal v'chomer, that a shoyl is chayev b'gneiva v'aveide, a kal v'chomer from Shem Asoch. Yeah. U'poryech, fact the Gemara, ma'al Shem Asoch, the chayev b'keifel, b'toyin tainis listim mizuyim. The Gemara is a shayl of listim mizuyim is a ganav or a gazlan. So if we will assume for 1 minute that listim mizuyim is a ganav, so it comes out a shayl mesoch is chayiv kefil by tainis listim mizuyim, and because it'll be potter by listim mizuyim, it's a kor of loinis, and so therefore a shayl mesoch has a chayma over a shayl. Shem Asochel is Chayiv Keifel, and Shoyl is not Chayiv Keifel. V'hashte teime, lefi ma desova, if we will learn pshat, the Keifel havi chumrem, that Keifel is a chumrem, that means that he pays Keifel is a chayma over kalma b'loi shvuem, my porech. So what is the Pirche, Adrabe, Kiven shehu chamo, since a shaymar socha is more chamo, he pays kefil, havaloi lifter mikneve, kidei she is chayiv kefil. That means, if you are telling me that kefil bishvue is a chaymar over karne v'loi shvue, so why does a shaymar socha pay on Gneva Vaveda? Adrava, let him be part of a Gneva Vaveda, and he'll be Chayiv Kefil. If that is a Chumra, V'oid Kosher, Baraisa Gufa, Shoyel, the Gemara says, the Gemara, we're making a Kal V'chayma. We're making a Kal V'chayma, that Shoyel, that's Chayiv V'ons, and Shazicha B'chayiv V'Gneva. Adrava, he and Eisenes, the mivnei shehu chamol, since shoyel is more chamol, potter boyagneve. So if you're telling me that kefil is a chaymel, so your whole kavochaymel doesn't start. Shoyel is more chamol, that is why she be chayv gneve aveda. No, shoyel is more chamol, that's why she be potter gneve aveda. She should be chayv kefil. So chayv be kefil. Lefima de frishis osi shaper, but the way I said now is very good. That means less man de polig that karna b'leishvue is a chaymer over kefil b'shvue. No, it's a pirche. It's only a pirche on the middle of the kalva chaymer that Hashem is socha fort is a chaymer what Hashem chinam doesn't, what Hashem doesn't have. Bim toima l'Rabbi Yochanan de Sava Hoche, the mikayful of dinim pirche. Rabbi Yochanan holds that mikayful of dinim pirche. That's called a pirche. It's not Hashem Mechinim is killed, but a kaponim Hashem Mechinim is a chayma that Hashem Osocha doesn't have, and that prevents us from making a kalvachayim. V'gam Sava Rabbi Yosef beperik hakoynis. Rabbi Shem Aveda l'Rabbi Yochanan, the list of Mizuyim Ganav. He holds a list of Mizuyim is a Ganav. So Rabbi Yochanan holds two things. Rabbi Yochanan holds there's a Pirche of Mar L'Shemer Socher Shkechayv Keifel b'list of Mizuyim. Because he holds list of Mizuyim is a Ganav. And he holds this is a Pirche. So now we just lost our whole limud. So how do we, the Gemara Tosis just brought down a limud. How do we know that a shayla is chay b'gneve v'aveide? Because we learn that a kal v'chayma from Shem Osocha. The Gemara asks a pircha on this kal v'chayma, ma'ala Shem Osocha shen kechayiv keifel. And this pircha, the Gemara says two dichuyin. Either kana beloi kveila adife mi kefil b'shvua, kana beloi shvua adife mi kefil b'shvua, or the Gemara says listen mizuyim gazlan, so Hashem Osocha doesn't pay kefil. So that is lefiyem is how we know that Ashoyel is chayiv b'gneiva v'aveda. That means I make this kal v'chomer. And in order for me to make the kal v'chomer, I have to hold either one of the two. Either listen is suyim gazlan, so he doesn't pay kefil, so I don't have a pirche, or I hold karna b'leishvu adifim mikveila b'shvu. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold both of them. Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is a chomer of kefil. Rabbi Yochanan holds listen is suyim ganef, so if he amis, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how does Rabbi Yochanan know that a shayla is chayv b'gneiva v'aveda? Keshloimet Rabbi Yochanan nafkalei mevechi yishal. I do drosh it, the Gemara doesn't bring it down, but Rabbi Yochanan akol chaos this drash. Vechi yishal vav moisef alin yirishem. That means all the dinim which are said by shayim esoch are applicable by shayla. So just like Hashem Yisroch is chayv b'gneiva v'aveda, so Hashem is also chayv b'gneiva v'aveda. Yeah, Gavna, Ya'alechosim, it's not, Taisa says, it's not a drosha I made up. The Gemara learns out from Vav Moise b'nyin Rishin that just like Hashem is potter by Lavimoy, so Hashem Yisroch is also potter בבייל אימרה, וכי אישה, וכי גם יאללה פוסמן יפתו בביילם, פיין. So that's that. Now Toysmus is just, not just Toysmus is one more kasha. ואף על גב דרב יסי ברב נירוי הותנה, וסובה קרנה עדיפה. וכן ברייסה דהשויל, the Gemara says, וסובה דקרנה עדיפה, אליסטים מזויין גזלן הו. That's this ברייסה that says that השויל שחי בגנאי ובאבדה, because karna adifa oi liste mezuyin gasl, one of the two. Rabbi Yochanan poli bitarvayu, Rabbi Yochanan holds, you don't say karna adifa, we say liste mezuyin ganev. Faktaisis Rabbi Yochanan is being chaylik antanoim. Olay koshet, Rabbi Yochanan sove ketane da koinis, takom aloim amrit peshem achinu, shkei mishalem keifel, לקח שולח ביות חייב, דקוי מוסד רב יסי ברב נהירוי, so ממילו דזיכר, התנה that holds קרנה בלוי כפילה, is not עדיפה מכיפל. So that's the end of this sugya, and now let's go a little further, which is a very, very difficult sugya. Rava Omar, in the middle of the Amid, Rava Omar, that means like this, we are trying to figure out how we know that Shlichus Yad B'loi Chesaron is Chayim. Again, the Mashmois of Shlichus Yad, Rashi told us, means with a Chesaron. And there are Tanoim that hold Shlichus Yad without a Chesaron is Chayim. Where did they get this from? So before we hear that, Om Halach Mishuneh, fine. That did not stem with Rabbi Lozo, who said over the Achas. Rava Omar. Rava comes with a new approach. Loi soima shliches yad, loi b'shoima chinam, v'loi b'shoima socha. Really, the whole the Torah told us, Shlichus Yad, Yischai Ba'onsen, Ba'yishem Echinu, Ba'yishem Echsoche. It's all Miyutah. V'teisi Mishoyim. And I'll learn out that Asheleach Yad B'Pikodun Yischai Ba'onsen from Asheleach. Uma Asheleach D'Ledas Ba'ilim Ka'ovid. Asheleach L'Das Ba'ilim Ka'ovid. The sholach bo yad chayev. Ashoyo has permission to use the pekod. He has permission to use the pekod. Va'af al pikein is chayev ba'onsem. Shaymar chinam v'shaymar socha loy kolshkein. So if a shaymar chinam or shaymar socha derives benefit from a pekodim through shlichus yad, loy kolshkein, is lama nema. So why did the Torah have to write the whole parsha of shlichus yad? I know a sheleach yad is chayev, madach a shoyl, who has reshus to use yenem schayfetz, since kol ano shaloi is chayev, ashaymachinam ashaymar socho, that does not have rishus to use the chayfetz, if it's kol ano shaloi, he should be chayev. Let us see Rashi. Rove oy oma, afilu l'rabalozer nami osye. Afilu according to Rabalozer, that holds, the dove da achasi, afal pikein rabolozo can hold that shlichus yad b'loi chesaron is chayim. The leitema ye v'teisi mishoyl sheichai voy akosov ba'onsen. The Torah was mechayev ashoyl ba'onsen. בשביל של כל הנושלים, we see that there is a machayev of kol hanoshalim. Why is a shoyil chayev bonsen? Since he derives benefit from the pekodim, so the din is that is a sibe that he's chayev bonsen, and he has reshus to derive benefit. He has permission to derive benefit. Af al pi came, the Torah was machayev, but since kol hanoshaloi, you're responsible for whatever will occur with the pekot. That's the din by a shayil. So a shayleach yad, that in that what he was shayleach yad, so it's also kol hanoshaloi. So avad givis, he should be chayev bonsen. So now Rav is saying, without the parsha of shlichas yad, I know Hashem Echina Meshayim Esocha is Chayiv because a Kal Vachayimah from Meshayim. Now, let us just stop here for 1 minute. Rabbi Kivega blives by a Tzorech in Godel. Rabbi Kivega says he doesn't understand what Rav is saying. What is Rav? Rav is making a Kal Vachayimah. Ma doch, if I borrowed something, you have permission to borrow it. I'm using the whole thing. And so the Torah says, if something happens, you're responsible. Why? Kol hanoshaloi. I got permission to use it, but you're the one that's deriving the full benefit from it, so therefore you're responsible for whatever will occur. So I say, leyech yad bepikodon. What does that mean, leyech yad bepikodon? That was machasa the pikodon. He also has an offer from it. When he was machasa, avad givis is chayiv. Rabbi Kivega, yeah, that's right. But the chiddush of shlichus yad is your chayiv on what I wasn't machasa. That's the chiddush of shlichus yad. So what's flying over here? How can you make a kal v'chaymer from a shoyl? A shoyl borrowed the whole chayfetz. And he's using he has anor from the whole chayfetz, so he's responsible for whatever will occur. Asheleich yada was mechasa the pekodim. He was mechasa, he took off a revius. That's true. And the revius kol anor sheloi, gemalte. But he's chayf for the whole chavis. That's the chiddush of shlichus yad. And the whole chavis, he's not kol anor sheloi, he's no anor from the whole chavis. But I'm picking the Torah said he's chayf. So what pshat in Rove? This kasha, Rabbi Kiveger asks, this kasha, the Nesivis asks, the Ma will remain with a kasha. About Kaponim, Rabbi Kiveger writes a tzorchi in Gobel, but Al Kaponim, that's one kasha, but let's go, so we really don't appreciate the Kal V'chaima of Rove, but let's go further. So Rava made a Kal V'chaima. Rava said, I don't need the whole parsha of Shlichus Yad. I can figure it out, a Kal V'chaima from Hashoyel. If Hashoyel has permission to use it in Kol Anoshalei is a Mechayiv. You're responsible for what occurs with it since Kol Anoshalei. So Shaleich Yad, when he was Mechasa the Pekodim, it's on the Chasson is Kol Anoshalei. So Zichah, he should be Chayiv. So Bekitza, Rava all of a sudden had a problem with Chumash. It says Hashem Echinim is chay b'shlichus yad, Hashem Esoch is chay b'shlichus yad, and Rava says, I know it without Chumash. These psukim amayuta, a big problem. Rava had a problem. Fine. Lama nema. So why does it say tak shlichus yad in the Torah? Chodo, I have two extra psukim now. Rava was talking about two psukim. So one pasuk is coming to tell us shlichus yad ein etzricha chaso. That what shad he picked it up on menas lechasroi. Did he have any anoas yet? No anoas whatsoever. He didn't have any anoas. He picked it up on menas lechasroi. He didn't have any anoas, and he still chayv. Ooh, so good. That's one pasuk. So see, I prove to you now that shlichus yad ain't a tzricha chason, because, or else I would need bechlal a pasuk. Ve'idach. And what's the second pasuk? Why did he need two pasukim? Shalaitayma. I'm going to kazach. That if I would learn out from Shoyel, that a Sheleich Yad Bepikod Nischai, so my home Bekir is from Shoyel. A Shoyel is called a Shaloy Nischai Bonsim, a Sheleich Yad, also called a Shaloy Nischai Bonsim. Fine. Is Ma, Shloy Toyma, Dayoy, Lovoy, Minadin, Liyoy, Skenodoyn, Ma Shoyel Bebailim Potter, Avshem Echina, Bishem Esoche, Bebailim Potter. I'm learning that from a shoyel. What's the din if I borrowed something, and when I borrowed it, it was by love imoy. He was working for me. I borrowed a cow from him. He's working something else from me. Bishas, I borrowed 2 o'clock in the afternoon a cow, and 2 o'clock in the afternoon he's fixing my car. 2 o'clock. He's working for me. 2 o'clock. So the din is in by love imoy lo yeshalom. Let's go. The time of the car. If I borrowed something from someone, and Bishas I borrowed, he's working for me, I'm not mechuyiv in all chiyuvei shayu. Fine. By levimah. So let's talk about a shayma chinam. Now let's talk about a shayma chinam for 1 minute. A shayma chinam, that he made me a shayma, and when he made me a shayma, he was working for me. Same thing. So the din is I'm potter from Shia. Hashem Asocha is working for me. I'm potter from the neighbor of Aveda. That's the din. Bail of Imay is up to by all Shayma. So what'll be the din of I'll be a Sheleach Yad? I'll be a Sheleach Yad and Bail of Imay. So if I'm learning out from Shayil, that the whole Chi of Shlichis Yad is only, I learn out from Shayil, I call it no Shalai. So what'll be Bail of Imoy? Then I'll be Potter. Because a Shoyel is also Potter by Bail of Imoy. The Kol Ano Shaloi of a Shoyel is only Mechayev him, is ain't Bail of Imoy. If Bail of Imoy, he's Potter. That's the din. If a Shoyel borrows something, Kol Ano Shaloi, but Bail of Imoy, he's Potter. He's not responsible for anything. So now, if Shlichis Yad is derived from Shoyel, so if Hashem Asocha, for example, Hashem Asocha became Hashem Asocha, knows by Lavimah, and then he was Sheleich Yad, he loves to be Potter, because I'm learning out from Shoyel. So Dai Lavim in it in Liskinon, making a Kalvachim, Madoch Shoyel, that was Beheter, Yishai Bonson, Shem Shlichis Yad, there's Bis, Zichai Bonson. Good, but it can't be more chomer than a shoyel. So if we buy love imoy, it'll be potter from Shlichis Yad. So it says a second pasuk to come and tell me that a sheleich yad by a shoyel socher by love imoy, yachayev. So now, Baruch Hashem, Rav had a problem why I need two psukim. He solved the problem. Two halachas I learned out. One, Shlichis Yad ain't a tzricha chesorim, and two, that is no ptura by Levimah. Fine. Let us see Rashi. Let us see what Rashi says. Lomba nemro bishteyim, kod alayim alav shlichis yad ain't a tzricha chesorim. So that's a vilu ain't kol ano shalom. V'idach amura b'shem osochom. Shleitoy medaye lo vayim leinemra b'shar shoymrim. If the parash of Shlichis Yad would not have been said by other shoymrim. V'lom domi shoyon. You learn now from shoyl. Hayisi yoyma daye le Shlichis Yad de shoymrim. Shebo midin shoyl liyis kenodai. Ma shoyel in bail of imak siv lo yishalim oinsin is part of my oinsin. Even though kol ano shaloi, av shoyma shashol chiyadai in bail of imak yivta kosav koy yisayr lechay vefilu bebailim. That's the second pasuk. V'goli rachmane bechodesh. So now I know by one shoyma that the chi of shlichis yad is not nifta bebail of imak. Vuadin Bekulu. So that's Vuadin Bekulu. Fine. That is if you hold Shlichis Yad in Etzricha Chesorim. So Rav says, if you hold Shlichis Yad in Etzricha Chesorim, I can, even though Pashto Dekor means with a chasorim, I have an eitzah how to learn out shlichi shad and shlichi chasorim, because both psukim are meyuta, and one pasuk is coming to tell me that ain't shlichi chasorim, and one pasuk is coming to tell me don't say die. Fine. Zok the Gemara Beit Olaman, the Omar shlichi shad shlichi chasorim. According to the man, we hear it's a machlekes chav alevi lemaisa. Sifyot shlichis yad tzriche chesorin. So now I have an extra posik. So why do I need, by one of the shemrim, why do I need the posik of shlichis yad? Chodesh leitoyim adai lovim edin liyis. Cannot one I need to tell me that, one I need to tell me that even by Levima, Yechai by Shlichas Yad. V'idoch, and the second posik I need, Lichdesanya. V'nikra balabayis alikim. It says, by Yeshoy Machinam, v'nikra balabayis alikim, and Lashalach Yodib and Lechis Rayay. The Shoy Machinam comes to Bezdin, And he comes to Bezdin, and Poshet is speaking, but he says Nignav. So, that is, so the Gemara is saying, he's not Nemon, he's not Potter if he says Nignav, he has to swear it was Nignav. Ata Oimer Lishvue, you say he has to swear that it was Nignav. Oyeinei Eloledin, maybe he comes to Bezdin, and he tells Bezdin Nignav. Bezdin says, oh, Nignav, you're Potter. How do, and we found out that he's the Ganef, he'll pay Kefil. How do you know that the Parsha of Shema Chinam that says that he's Potter by Nignav, and he's Chayiv Kefil, im Nimtzei Shuvat Zaydonvoy, how do you know this is all speaking about that he swore? Maybe he didn't swear. And with the tainus nignav is potter, with the tainus nignav is chayiv kefil. At oimer leshvua oy einei ela ledin, nemro shlichis yad lamata, it says shlichis yad by Hashem asocha, shvua sashem tia ben shneim im loisholach yodoy. So by the im loisholach yodoy, by Shem Asoch, it says, Klor Shvue. V'nam Rosh Lichis Yad L'maylo, Hashem Achinom, V'nikra Balabais, Im Loi Sholach Yodoy, is Malol and Shvue, Avkan L'Shvue. So the Shlichis Yad that it says by Shem Achinom is coming to tell us, which make a Gzeir Shove, that Hashem Achinom is only Chayiv Kefil if he swears, and Hashem Achinom is Potter for Gneva only if he swears. Let us see what Rashi says. Lishvue v'hochi koma. Im lo yimotzei k'moisha omar shenignevo. If it will not be the way he said, elohu gonvoi. V'hu kvar nikrav eladayonim. He already came to Bezdin. Lishvue, to swear. V'nishba l'sheker. V'achar kach bo'edim ashe yeshiyun adayonim yishalom keifu. If Edom will say that it's by him, and Edom, and Bezal will be Mashiach, the Shema, Yishalom Keif. So how do you know the first parsha of Shema Chinam is speaking about that he swore? Ato ima kreivu l'shvuim, v'yeine elo kreivu l'din. Maybe Pshat and Posig is different. Shemisho shetoan bebezden nignevo, the minute he said nignevo, Af al pi shaloi nishba, yishalem kefil im bo'edim. Maybe the halacha is that with tainus gneve, and he didn't swear, and he's potter, and if they found he's the ganav, he'll pay kefil. How do you know the whole parsha is only speaking about that he swore? Nema shliches yad lamato. Eitzel Shoy Mosocha, Shvus Hashem Tiye, Ben Shneim in Leishola. Nem Shlichas Yad Lamayla, Nika Balabai Salakim Leishola. Avkan Leishvue, Lamadno, Shem Yishalvim, Keifel, Aydei Tainas Ganev, אלא לאחר שבועה, וגם למדו שניפטה מגניבה והבידה בשבועה. That is what the Gemara says. I'd like to mention there's another kasha that Rabbi Kevega has on our Gemara, which he doesn't understand. Yes, it's as follows. We have a klal, Shoyel Shalei Midas Gazlan. Sheish is old, Shoyel Shalei Midas Gazlan. Yisrael Bons. So that means a Shoymer, this is not called Shlichas Yad, Asher Shalei Midas Ashita, that's another parasha. A person, a shema, used something, he was a machaser, he used a shema shalom midas. Okay, in the case, there was a chavis, I used the chavis as a ladder. Shema shalom midas gazlan, is chayev ba'onsin. Frekt Rabbi Kevega, where do we know this from? Is chayev ba'onsin. Where do we know this from? So, let's make a cheshbon ha'nefesh. If we learn out from a shema midas, if we learn out from Shoyel Midas, Madach Hashel Midas is Chayev Onsen, Hashel Shalei Midas is Ichi Chayev Onsen. Fine. So what'll be if he buy love him, right? He should be Potter. Ooh. That's not Mestava. Fine. If you learn out from Shlichus Yad, so you should need a Chesoron. So how do you know Shoyel Shalei Midas Gazlan? Where do we get this from? Shlichus Yad needs a pasuk. Shoyel needs a pasuk. Shoyel Shalei Midas, how do we know? If we learn out from Shoyel Midas, by Levim, it should be Pata. If you learn out from Shlichus Yad, you should need Chesoron. Or Amenas Lechasoy. So he says, Al Kolchoch, it's a Svore. Shoyel Shalei Midas Gazlan. Without any limudim. I'm using someone else's thing. I don't need a posik. Oh, she says, if Shoyel Shalei Midas is a svore, it is chayev b'onsin. So let's learn out Shlichus Yad from Shoyel Shalei Midas. Let's learn out Shlichus Yad from Shoyel Shalei Midas. It's called Ano Shaloi. So why do you need a posik by Shlichus Yad to tell me that pile of imoi? Then the Baal of Imai is Pata, is Chayev. Learn out from Shoyel Shalei Midas. And this he also applies by Tzorchi and Godel. He says, how do you know Shoyel Shalei Midas Gazlan? Is it a Svore or is it a Limud? He says, if it's a Limud, I don't know where the Limud is from. If you learn out from Shoyel Midas, it should be a Ptura Baal of Imai, which is not true. If you learn out from Shlichus Yad, you should need Chesoron. So Al Kochach, it's a Svore. So it's a svore. I'm using it in the kolano shaloi. It's a svore that he's a gazlan without any. So he says. So let's learn out shlichus yad from Shoyel Shalei Midas. So why do we need a special pasuk to tell me that Baal of Imai is a Baal of Imai is chayv? Let's learn out from Shoyel Shalei Midas.